Galatia was here, up in this area. The Galatians had been persuaded by those false teachers that Jesus said was coming, Peter and John, all of them. They had been persuaded to incorporate ceremonies into the faith of Jesus. In verse 11, it says in the King James, "I am afraid of you," but he wasn't afraid of them. He was afraid for them, where their choice, where their decision was going to lead them. "I am afraid for you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor for nothing." It all amount to nothing. And what was going to bring it to what were they in danger of? They were in danger of death, spiritual death, because their choices to add ceremonies leads there. "Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as you are. I feel where you are. I know your struggle. I know what you're going through. Be at peace like I am. Be content with the truth as I am. Be free as I am, because I am as you are. You have not injured me at all. I am free. I know what I'm doing. I know the truth. I'm established. Be like me. You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel to you at the first. And my temptation or my trial, which was in my flesh, you did not despise nor reject it, but you received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness that you spoke of? I didn't claim to be an angel of God. I didn't claim to be Jesus. That's just your attitude toward me. If I told you something, you believed it. If I gave a commandment, you followed it. You spoke those kind of things. Where is that now? What happened to you? For I bear record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Am I therefore become your enemy because I'm telling you the truth? Those guys zealously affect you, that is, court your favor. They're intensely courting your favor, but not well, not for your good. Yea, they would exclude you so that you would court their favor. They would tell you, well, you're not quite what you really where you ought to be in the Lord, because you've got to be circumcised. It's wonderful what God's done for you, but unless one of our ministers baptizes you in Jesus' name, you won't be saved. That's what they said. Acts 15:1, they said that. Unless you're circumcised after the manner of Moses, you will not be saved. And they were talking to people full of the Holy Ghost. These were the men that went out from John and the apostles, but were not of them. It's good to be zealously affected, always in a good thing, and not only when I'm present with you. In other words, when I courted your favor, I did it for your good. Verse 9, listen to this. Paul's heart is bleeding. "My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed in you." When you're seeking the Holy Ghost, you're being formed in Christ. And then you're born. And afterward, Christ has to be formed in you. It's the same with a child on this earth. It's formed in the womb of the mother, but after it's born, then the knowledge of the mother and the father have to be formed in the child. And Paul says he's going through birth pangs for them again because they've gotten off the track. "I desire now to be present with you and to change my tone, for I stand in doubt of you." I don't think things are looking good for you. That's why Paul said in chapter 5, verse 12, "I wish the men who were troubling you were cut off." And he's talking about being cut off from eternal life and from God. I wish they were cut off. Not because he hated them so much, but because he loved these people so much that he had brought to the Lord, and now they had been persuaded of something else. There's another one. In 2 Corinthians 12, go back one book, just a few pages from where you were. 2 Corinthians 12, same situation. They were being, back up, and you can see in verse 11,